Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has released the latest cattle on feed report for October. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, what's the analysis on this report?
Leslie, there's really no surprises in the report. It's pretty much looked upon as a neutral report. The estimates were very close to what the actual numbers came out today. Our October on feed came in at 99%. The trade was looking for 99.7%. Now, this means that we had on feed 10.058 million head of cattle, and this is 6.8% above what the three-year average is. And I should say below what the three-year average is. Now, Nebraska was up 2%. Kansas and Texas were both up 1% versus a year ago. Now, this is the lowest October on feed since 1999 and the highest on feed of the past 3 months of this year of 2014. Now, looking at the September placements, they came in at 101%. The trade was looking for 101.4%. This means that we placed in September 2.007 million head of cattle, and this is 11.3% lower than what the five-year average is. This is the highest September placement of the past 3 years, but still the third lowest September placement since 1996. Now, for the year 2014, it is the second highest placement we've seen this year. Now, Kansas placements were up 3%, Nebraska 2%, and Texas down 5% versus a year ago. Now, when you look at the weight breakdown on the placements, under 600-pound category was down 1.1%, 600 to 699-pound category up 1.5%, 700 to 799 category down 8%, and 800-plus placements were up 8% versus a year ago. This is the second straight month that we have seen 800-plus pound placements up. Last month, I believe they was up about 3%. So we could be starting to see some big cattle starting to back up a little bit in our feed yards. Now, looking at September marketings, they came in at 99%. The estimate was for 99.2%. This means that we marketed 1.683 million head of cattle. Now, this is 2.9% below the five-year average. This is the third lowest September marketing number since 1996. And Kansas was down 8% on their marketings, Texas down 5%, but Nebraska was 3% higher compared to a year ago. Now, we also had a cold storage report that was released back on Wednesday. It had our beef stocks at 373.344 million pounds. The trade was looking for a smaller number than this. This was actually 7.7% above last month, but still 16% below a year ago level. Now, this is the largest monthly total of the past 4 months, but also the lowest September of the past 11 years. So we're starting to see a little bit of an increase occurring in our beef stocks out there. Now, another thing that's interesting is looking at where our markets are compared to where they were when the last cattle on feed report came out. Versus today, going back 30 days, October live cattle now have went up $12.62 since the last cattle on feed report. December cattle up $8.20. November feeders have went up $8.32, while Jan feeders have increased $8.23 since the last cattle on feed report. The cash market in the feed yards is $7 to $8 higher. The cash feeder index is up $9.27. Choice box beef is $3.33 higher. Select box is up $2.83 from where we were in the last cattle on feed report. Now, other than that, there's nothing else that stands out here. I really think when Monday rolls around, we will not see this report really have any influence on the market. I think the market's going to be a little bit more concerned about the fact that we saw record cash in the feed yards this week at $170, yet we could not keep the cattle market on the positive side, and we closed today with triple-digit losses. Now, also keep in mind, starting Monday, we will have new trading hours for the livestock markets as we have eliminated the evening trade in the cattle and hog pits.
Tom, one thing that we continue to hear is about how cattle are getting heavier, heavier carcasses. Is that getting to the point where it's becoming problematic?
I wouldn't call it problematic because it's also helping us not from seeing a lot less beef stocks out there, but the fact that it could be a problem if we're not marketing like we should, because we've got our carcass weights now, Leslie, up to 889 pounds on steers. That's a record. That's over a 1,400-pound critter dressing at 63.5%. So, you know, that is a little bit of concern if we don't keep our marketings up. But we also need those bigger carcasses to make up for less cattle than we're killing, too.
Are packers discounting producers for having them that heavy?
There are. In some areas, we're hearing discounts taking place.
All right. We've been joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Again, Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, that's your recap of the October Cattle on Feed Report on the OklahomaFarmReport.com and Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.